You can follow the program on Twitter at OregonWBB. His handle is at GoDucksKG. Kelly Graves joins us. Coach, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good, Steve. Yeah, good to be with you again, big guy.
So we've been trying to figure things out. I remember we've talked and you talked with the media. You know, in early January, you said you felt like maybe you're around December. And, you know, a lot of ups and downs since then. So here we are, smack in the middle of the February. Where do you feel like this team is at? Because as nuts as this sounds, we're 2 weeks away from the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much where we should be. And unfortunately, we're just not playing all that well consistently enough. You know, we show some games, and within some games, really good basketball, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, it's funny. It's like, it's sports. You know, it's sports. We win a couple of great road games, Washington State, a historic game on Wednesday, and then go up to Corvallis and win on Friday. And just when you think, hey, you know, maybe we're turning a corner, then you take that step back. So, you know, it's a long year, and, you know, we're just you haven't really found that footing yet that we need to somehow find, because, like you said, only a couple weeks left until that Pac-12 tournament, and then it gets, you know, real. So, two steps forward, one step back is not good enough this time of year.
I've got to ask you a couple of general non-Duck questions, because I know obviously you're passionate about your job, your team, your career, but you're also a big sports fan. And so about 45 minutes after your game Sunday, the Super Bowl kicked off. So I'm always curious, what was the Kelly Graves level of engagement? Did you have a rooting interest? What were your thoughts on Super Bowl 56?
Well, after our game, I got home right at kickoff and slept through the first quarter and a half, so that should tell you right there. Wasn't really rooting for either, I guess, you know, West Coast, Best Coast, so I was kind of pulling for the Rams, but part of me wanted the Bengals to win because they've never won it. Matty Shear is from the greater Cincinnati area, so I was pulling for her in that regard, and then Chance Gray, one of our signees, is from Cincinnati, and so, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing them win. But the honest truth was, I was just rooting for a pretty good game, and I, like many in my generation, really enjoyed the halftime entertainment.
Yes, I'll put that down for a yay. For me also, at age 61, enjoyed the heck out of it. We continue with Coach Graves. Now, I know you're big on LeBron, and he just passed Kareem Jabbar, most combined regular season and playoff points. And if he plays 70 games next year, averages 27 points a game, he becomes the all-time leading scorer in history. And, you know, without getting into the greatest debate, I mean, that's kind of a magical milestone. I never even considered somebody might surpass that one.
Same. I mean, you know, and he's still playing at a high level, so there's, you know, no reason to think that he's not going to not only pass it, but, you know, really set the bar even higher and higher. Yeah, Kareem, man, I'll tell you, a lot of certainly my players don't really even know who he is. You know, Magic Johnson's kind of lived on, so to speak. But boy, Jabbar, man, was so good and so, you know, efficient when it came to scoring. But it just goes to show you the greatness of LeBron. And I think by the end, he's probably going to be up there in rebounds. He's going to be up there in assists, pretty much every category. And you already know how I feel about him. His team's not very good this year. but in my opinion, he's still the greatest basketball player that's played.
You know, I want to get back now to Oregon State Sunday, because after you said something, and, you know, I was thinking about bringing it up because, you know, your teams play their tails off, but you said the Beavs were getting those 50-50 balls, won the rebounding battle. How concerning was seeing that, and I guess how emphatic were you and your staff about, well, that trend's got to reverse?
Well, you know, the rebound battle, I think, can sometimes be a little bit misleading. We actually out-rebounded them up in Corvallis on Friday night. but, you know, and they only had 5 offensive rebounds that night. You know, it's not like they were killing us on the offensive glass. We were just missing so many shots, so they had a lot more rebounds to go get. Plus, we turned them over a lot more than they turned us over, so we didn't get a chance to get defensive rebounds. At the same time, I just thought some of those 50-50 balls that, you know, we all had hands on, they just seemed to get. They played with a little bit more urgency, and their backs were up against the wall. I mean, they needed that for their NCAA survival. In the big scheme of things, we're sitting pretty good in terms of the NCAA selection, but they're fighting for their lives, and they played like it. And that could be the kind of win that maybe gets them over the hump and into the field. But we just have to realize we've got to play with urgency each and every night. It's not that we didn't play hard. There's just that next level sometimes. And, in a long season, Steve, and let's face it, now this will be the third straight week of playing 3 games.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to get up, especially when you're in the rhythm of most normal seasons, 2 games a week. You know, it's hard to get up a third time. Now we have to do it. There's no excuses. Not everybody's playing 3 games like this, but that's what we've, that's a lot we have. So we've got to make sure that we make the most of it.
You know, I want to talk about Sedona Prince because I watch her pretty closely, and I don't know. It seems like she's almost laboring. You know, her mid-range game looks comfortable. You know, she shoots that 12-footer with authority, but sometimes inside, it's like I don't know if she finishes properly. Is she 100% healthy? Because, you know, her minutes fluctuate a little bit.
Yeah, she is. I think she's in really good space. Physically, it's just one of those things, Steve. You know, everybody looks at her and goes, well, she's 6'7", she should be making baskets around the basket. Well, Kristaps Porzingis is 7'4", and the next time he posts up will be the first time he posts up. Some people, you know, we try to pigeonhole and say, no, this is what she should be instead of what she is. She's comfortable facing the basket. She's not comfortable around the basket. You know, Ruthie Hebert was different. She wanted the contact. She wanted to get in close, right? Niara is somewhere kind of in between the two. I think people just need to realize that every player is different. I mean, I've had 5'8" players that were my best post players, and from time to time we had to post them up or wanted to post them up because they were good at it. They liked the contact. So I just think that, nobody knows our team better than my coaching staff and our players. You know, we see them every day. We know what their strengths are and their weaknesses, and we try to promote and play to their strengths and avoid their weaknesses. So, you know, that's the best I can say. And I get the question a lot, and I think that's why you don't see very many good centers come from this country, to be honest with you, because from the time they're little, they're told, you go inside because you're the tallest. They don't develop the skills necessary to get themselves to the NBA. The NBA right now is a league where if you're a 7-footer, you better be able to make 3s and run the floor and defend your position. Otherwise, you're probably not going to play. I guess I know I'm getting off the topic a little bit, but I'm pleased with Sedona. She got to continue to just work her butt off and be a factor for us down the stretch and just really produce more.
You know, I think also, I was talking with a couple of friends of mine, we were so spoiled with Hebert. If she got the ball down low, it was like an automatic bucket, and there just aren't that many like that. I don't care what level it's at. Her ability to just, it seemed like, finish every single solitary time could maybe skew your view of post play.
Yeah, and it's funny, Tom Brady, who just gave it up, we'll miss seeing him on Sunday afternoons. But Bill Belichick just didn't make him a running quarterback. That's because Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray and everybody else came into the league and they were, they wanted players like that. You coach who you have. And thank goodness, Belichick didn't make Brady a running quarterback because he couldn't do it, right? But he was great at what he could do. And so I think, as fans and coaches, listen, I would love for Sedona to just be a beast inside, or players like that. But, you know, again, you play them where you feel they can be at their best.
Couple final thoughts for Coach Graves. The offense had some of the rough games in the desert. Obviously, the breakout against the Cougs, nice show in Corvallis. Then Sunday, I thought Mitrovic made a big difference inside. But, you know, sometimes you could look at the stat sheet and see 4 of 21. Obviously, you don't want that percentage. But would it be accurate to say there were a legit amount of good looks? You guys just weren't knocking them down.
Yeah, you know, 4 of the last 5 games, Steve, we've shot below 40% from the field. And you've seen my programs over the years. That's just something we don't do. And I think for the most part, sometimes when we get in trouble, I think down in the desert we got in trouble. The ball was sticking in people's hands too long. I thought rectified that, in the first 2 games, this last week. And then I think we reverted back to a little bit of the ball sticking. We're getting good enough looks that should be going in more than they are. And it's happening right now. We're just not shooting the ball well. And if we're not getting easy shots at the rim, from an inside attack, which we didn't on Sunday, because like you said, Mitrovic did a great job there, or we're not getting them in transition or at the free throw line, then yes, we're going to have to, be a jump shooting team, a 3-point shooting team. And let's face it, you shoot 36%, you're not going to win against good teams. That's just not going to happen. 4 for 21. And I would say, looking at our shot profile, I would say most of those were ones that we would want our players to take. So we just got to find a way to put the basketball in the basket for us to be to be where we want to be, and it just hasn't happened a lot recently, but it will. I have confidence in our team, and we'll find our stride.
And lastly, UCLA started the year, they were nationally ranked. They had another COVID stretch where they didn't play for almost a month, and there was the forfeit. They got blown out by Stanford. They just split 2 tight games at the Washington school. So you talked about Oregon State needed that one. UCLA needs this one. They're 6-6. What kind of challenges are we going to see from these Bruins?
Well, first of all, they're getting healthy. They're now only down a player or so. So everybody's coming back, including Angela Duglich, who played here for a year last year. So they're a different team. Now they've got Chris Osborne, who's one of the most dynamic players in the conference, a certain first-team all-conference player, one of the best 2 or 3 in the conference. And then they have, the Thomas inside is playing well. They've got a lot of good pieces now, some depth. Natalie Chow, a great shooter and just kind of a crafty player. So I think they're starting to round into the form that they thought. This is a different team than we would have seen, 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago when they forfeited that game. I would have much rather played them then, I think, than now. So it's going to be a really good game. And then, we've got Cal and then Stanford on Sunday on senior night. So, another big week for us here at home. But, our last chance to make a real statement, I think, here at home, and hopefully get back in that top 4 seed line of the NCAA tournament. For us to do that, and we win 3 games this week, I think we can put ourselves, right back into that position.
Yeah, no question. Folks, 4 o'clock game, UCLA, a lot on the line as always. He's the head coach on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksKG. Coach, best of luck against the Bruins and, of course, this weekend against the NoCal schools. Always appreciate the time. And, of course, we'll catch up next week.
Appreciate it, Steve. See you, buddy.
All right, take it easy.